This is Nachyomi, Sefer Shofetim, chapter 19. This chapter is the first of three that contain the last story of the book of Shofetim, which is known as Pilegesh BeGiv'ah, the story of the concubine at Giv'ah. It begins with the story of marital discord between a Levi from Har Ephraim and his Pilegesh, or concubine. She leaves him and returns to live with her father for what seems to be quite a while, a year and 4 months, according to many of the Mefarshim. And eventually the husband decides to reconcile with her, so he travels to his father-in-law's house and stays with them for 3 days. It's very positive, very joyous. On the fourth day, he tries to leave. The father insists that he stay. By the fifth day, again, the father doesn't want them to leave. The father-in-law doesn't want them to leave. He asks them to stay another day. It's already getting late. But the husband insists, the Levi insists that they go. They begin to travel back, even though it becomes dark long before they're able to make it back to Har Ephraim. So they have to find a place to stay for the night. One opportunity, one option is to stay in a non-Jewish town, a town of the Yevusim, but which is actually Yerushalayim. But knowing that that was a non-Jewish town, the Levi decides it's unsafe and opts to go for Giv'ah, which is a town of Binyamin, the tribe of Binyamin. They stand around in the street and nobody invites them in. They're all alone, even though they have all the provisions they need and all they require is a place to sleep. Nonetheless, nobody allows them or nobody asks them in for the night. Eventually, an elderly person who comes in from his work in the field. He's actually from Har Ephraim himself. He's not a native of the neighborhood. And he invites them into his home and insists that they stay with him in a scene that certainly evokes memories of the story of Sodom and Amorah. The townspeople form an angry mob and they surround the house. They demand to meet the strange visitor who has trespassed in their village. The homeowner, who again is from Har Ephraim and is not of the tribe of Binyamin, initially offers to give them his virgin daughter and his visitor's concubine as a kind of consolation prize, so they won't harm the guest himself. They won't harm the Levi. They decline. The Levi then decides to take the initiative himself and to placate the crowd by physically presenting them with his concubine. This seems to satisfy the mob that proceeds to abuse and assault the woman throughout the night. When the Levi wakes up in the morning, he finds that she has died on the doorstep. He travels home, then cuts her corpse into 12 pieces, sending one to each of the tribes of Israel and insisting that they respond to this depraved behavior and somehow redress the terrible injustice that has been committed. Now, this story illustrates the moral decline of the Jewish people. The tribe of Binyamin is conducting itself like Sodom and Amorah, which we know was destroyed in the book of Bereshit, denying hospitality even to fellow Jewish visitors and raping and assaulting innocent women to satisfy their instincts. The details of the plot are disturbingly similar to those of the story of Lot and his daughters in Sodom, where Lot also offers his daughters in order to quiet a crowd that threatens to attack his guests. Now, the phraseology used in the text is actually pretty it's seemingly deliberately borrowed from the story in Bereshit in order to emphasize the similarity here. In other words, the idea being that a nation that typifies exactly the opposite of what the Jewish people are supposed to become, exactly the opposite of what Avraham Avinu sought to impart to his children, Sodom and Amorah, that his own children, his own descendants, the Jewish people, have become like Sodom and Amorah. It's a terrible circumstance. Now, ironically, the Levi believes that he's making a wiser and safer choice by going to a Jewish town. That's part of the tremendous irony in the story, because actually the non-Jews may have treated him more nicely than his fellow Jews. The kindness and compassion of Jews in this story, which is, of course, our heritage from Avraham Avinu, can apparently no longer be relied upon as a matter of course. The Jewish people had not only gotten involved in idolatry, as we saw in the story of Pesel Micha, but now had even adopted the low ethical and moral standards of the Kena'anim, amongst whom they were living. They no longer were the paragons of virtue or a reflection of the values of Avraham Avinu. At the same time, there are really no positive characters in the story. The Levi has a concubine instead of a legal wife. This doesn't seem to be consistent with the spiritual calling of the tribe of Levi, who are supposed to be holy teachers of Torah. When he's approached by the man from Har Ephraim, who becomes his host, he acts as if he's on the way to visit the house of God in Shiloh with his wife. That's a far cry from the true explanation of why he was in Giv'ah, the whole dramatic story of his marital woes. The Levi is supposedly repulsed by the horrific deed that's committed by the tribe of Binyamin, but he himself was the one who offered the crowd, his concubine, as a plaything. He didn't even bother to check on her until the next morning when he finds her dead. Bear in mind that after quite a long time, he had traveled all the way to his father-in-law's house to reconcile with this woman after a lengthy separation, and was returning with her to their home in Har Ephraim, yet somehow neither he nor his host cared enough about her to resist the temptation to offer her as a commodity or a bribe to townspeople so they would leave the men in the house alone. So clearly, their priorities are confused here. None of the characters in this sordid tale emerge as particularly meritorious or worthy of any admiration. They don't exhibit compassion, justice, or any sense of morality, and this is undoubtedly a further indictment of the Jewish people and the Levi'im in particular for failing in their spiritual and religious mission and for violating the covenant with Hashem. Hence, we're able to see here an even further decline of the Jewish people in their deviation from the path that Hashem expected them to follow.